one of the oldest wine industries in the nation. We actually had the first commercial vineyard in the U.S. way back in 1798, and it was a Swiss immigrant that came in and planted a vineyard on the banks of the Kentucky River. And so he had his first harvest in, I believe, 1801, and by the mid to late 1800s, Kentucky was the third largest grape and wine producing state in the country. So that continued on, and we continued to be a thriving grape and wine producer up until Prohibition, which, of course, decimated the industry, as it did almost all wine industries throughout the U.S.
And so now the wine industry, of course, is making a big comeback in Kentucky. Do you have any figures on economic impact and how much business it generates and so forth?
We've got a study commissioned at the moment. So we're waiting to hear back from a couple of wineries, and we should have those figures in the next month or two.
But from what you know now, just in most recent years, just how big is this industry in terms of Kentucky's entire economy?
Well, you know, we went from I think 65, 67 acres planted in 1999 to nearly 600 today, and from 14 wineries just a few years ago to over 65 now. And, you know, our climate's good. We have a long growing season. And so it's an important outlet for the industry. It's important to the state.
Where are the wineries in Kentucky? Are they all around the state? I understand, for example, that there are quite a few in the northern Kentucky area.
There are a lot in northern Kentucky, and there's a lot in central Kentucky. A majority of our wineries fall within the Golden Triangle, you know, the Lexington, Louisville, Cincinnati area. Having said that, we've got them all over the state.
Can you name a few of the wineries in the northern Kentucky area so people might start to recognize these names?
Yeah. The sake of forgetting a few, which I'm sure I will, you know, there's Stonebrook, there's Verona, Rose Hill Farm, Baker Bird out in Augusta, Camp Springs Winery, Atwood Hills.
Can visitors go and tour the wineries?
They can. Almost all of our wineries have a tasting room. There are a few wineries that are located in dry territories, so they can't have tasting rooms, they can't sample on site. But most of those wineries, if you call them up, will give you vineyard tours and are happy to do so. We actually just launched a Kentucky Wine Trails app that's free to download. So people can download that app on Apple or Android platforms, and it has a little something about each winery, and it also has them broken up alphabetically and by region.
Tyler Madison is director of the Grape and Wine Marketing Program for the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. With a postcard from every vineyard in the Commonwealth, I'm Steve Hirschberg.